Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. My Hiding Place. Today we look at Psalm 143, the first two verses. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. Young children are terrible at hiding, aren't they? Their inability to keep quiet gives them away almost immediately. They hide behind things that are too small to cover their entire body. Little children will even use their own hands to hide. As they chatter away from behind their own fingers, they reason that if their eyes cannot see you, then you cannot see them. This seems irrational to adults, yet games of peekaboo or hide-and-go-seek are forever entertaining to generations of children. Consider also how many generations of immature little transgressors have tried to hide from authority in similar ways. Fear launches guilty hearts into instant panic. After a misdeed has been committed, eye contact is avoided. A favorite blankie covers the head or a corner of the room is occupied. This all seems irrational to adults because eventually justice will be delivered. Are we much different than our irrational children? After we commit our sins, whatever they are, do we not try to hide? The devil, our accuser, drags us before our holy judge and points his wicked finger at us. He lays the evidence of our self-centered pursuits, our time-wasting thoughts, our disparaging remarks before God, and clicks his malicious tongue at us. Fear kicks in, and our irrational reaction is to hide our guilt from the Almighty God. We avoid church where we hear his word and connect with his people. We fill our schedule with busyness to escape time with him. We cover our sins with pathetic excuses. In the end, we know justice will be delivered. What a relief that God's justice was indeed delivered. Our judge has also sent our Savior and accepted his perfect sacrifice for our sins on his cross. God delivered the judgment meant for us onto Jesus. We no longer have to fear our judge. In Jesus, God actually provided the place for us to hide in the security of his Son's cross. In Jesus, the fervent prayer of the psalmist is our prayer. Hear me. Come to me. Help me. Our guilty hearts find cover in Jesus. Now our accuser cannot convict us. Our guilt cannot shame us. Fear does not compel us to avoid God, for he sees us hiding in the very place where he wants us, in the shadow of Jesus' cross. Praise be to our faithful God for keeping his promises in his Son, Jesus. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my substitute on the cross. Thank you for being my hiding place. Help me draw near to you and your forgiveness in your holy word. Amen. Question for reflection. How do I avoid God in my life? What is one way I can draw near to him? Want to know more? Check out whataboutjesus.com and look for How Can I Live in the Presence of God? May God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.